Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry. Clean feel all day.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here's what I would like to do.
Cowboys.
For all you Cowboys fans out there.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
And the way that they lost last year is a chip on shoulder that they're going to cash in. Now that I'm done, I don't think that's going to happen.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, host of Peacock's Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. Co-host of Peacock's Brother from Another, Michael Smith. Coming up. From FX's Little Demon, actors Danny and Lucy DeVito. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We'll take a couple of your phone calls this very segment, in which Chris Brockman is about to deliver a very popular Friday delivery to all of you, the What's More Likely segment, where he forwards me an either or a one or two choice A-B situation about the upcoming events of a football weekend, and I will have to choose about what's more likely. That's coming up in a few moments. The DeVitos, Danny and his daughter Lucy, executive producers, co-executive producers, and also the voices of a new animated series on FXX called Little Demon. We'll be here shortly in about 19 minutes' time. We'll turn and I'll look at two DeVitos that are here. Good to see you over there, Mr. Feller. How's it going over there? You've been awful quiet today. You just chilling?
Just chilling.
Like a villain? Good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson. What's going on?
Just, you know.
Okay. Here. That's great commentary from both of you. Great byplay here on the program.
I'm sorry.
Threw me off. You don't go to me first, usually.
Drew Locke is gonna play tonight against Dallas.
Good.
And Geno's starting.
He needs to.
This is the last. That's the last piece of this puzzle here.
He needs it. Yeah.
This last piece of the puzzle. Drew Locke was going to start last week, coming off of a nice performance the week before, but he popped for COVID. Now he's coming back. He's going to play some. Somebody's going to have to start September 12th on Monday Night Football as Joe and Troy get their first Disney World.
I'm telling you right now.
It's Drew Locke.
Whatever you can scrape up, if you live in a state where it's legal, everything on the Seahawks that I think Russ is on the Seahawks. Everything on the Broncos that night. Russ is not going to go into Seattle and lose that game, and it's not going to be pretty.
You don't think so, huh?
No. Like 400 yards, four touchdowns. Let's ride.
Every single time, I think the Seahawks are out. They pull themselves back in somehow. But last year it looked broken. And then it's because it was broken for Russ and for Bobby Wagner. Now they're going to start anew. And the question is, who are they going to be the next generation of superstars that are them? And I don't know. It's going to be awful tough. But we'll see what happens tonight. Dallas going to get out there. I assume we're going to see Tyler Smith at the left tackle position, mm-hmm. as many reps as he can possibly get. That's Hopefully. The way to go, right?
Yeah. We're not going to see anyone that you personally care to see tonight.
Do you like, you tell me, you're a Cowboy fan.
I am.
Okay. Do you like Jerry Jones saying that Tyron Smith is going to be back for the playoffs, as if the Cowboys have a spot already locked up in the playoffs?
Of course, you love that.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically,
do you like
this,
that, or you just think, you know, okay, come on, man.
It's at this point, it doesn't matter, because anything he says, it's going to make news. And at this point, you just can't, he's not going to be quiet. He's not going to not say anything. So you have to accept it.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
The Cowboys, you just have to accept it.
The Cowboys, can you look this up for me, Chris?
Yeah, what do you need?
Have the Dallas Cowboys already locked up the first playoff spot in the 2022 season?
Right, hold on a second.
Can you look that up? I don't know how you can find it. I mean, it's somewhere on the internet. If they have the playoffs already already begun?
Remember, I was the one who said after the draft that I was really unhappy with the Eagles draft. Because they got really good.
They got
And when I did my top 10, I actually picked the Eagles at number 10. Over, I think you were gone at that point. I picked the Eagles at to finish in the top 10.
Hey, man. So. Jordan Davis and N'Kobe Dean were two of the best on that defense.
That Eagles D was phenomenal.
Dallas is not locked off a playoff spot because he said, you know, they're in a 32-way tie for that playoff spot, right?
But this is a great way to get to what's more likely, guys.
Oh, are you ready to turn?
Well, I have a topic that involves
ready to turn the page?
This very question.
Ah, very good. So, all right, 844-204 Rich number to dial. Let's do the what's more likely. It's a fun Friday segment. Hit it, please.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Okay.
Also, it's 70-30. You are killing us in this.
I told you.
No, he said 80-20.
I said 80-20.
Okay. I know, but it's 70-30.
Well, I'm yet to vote.
Let me hit it with the old RT.
People are like, it's not even close. Like,
I told you. I told you.
I guarantee we finish better than you in the rankings this year.
Oh, my God. We haven't even finished yet, but go ahead. Keep going.
More likely Friday.
Yes. What do you got?
These all involve teams playing each other tonight, okay? Playing each other tonight. Seahawks and Cowboys face off. So what's more likely? The Seahawks have the number one overall pick next year, or the Cowboys miss the playoffs?
Oh, I think it's more likely the Cowboys miss the playoffs. I believe that. I believe the Eagles are going to win this thing.
They went 12-5 last year.
I'm aware of what they did last year. Okay. Was Amari Cooper on that team? Was Michael Gallup healthy for much of the year for that team? Hold on a minute. Was Tyron Smith the left tackle for the team?
Sometimes.
I didn't think they improved this year. I don't think the kids that they had, the young bucks that they have, figuratively, you know, could be better. Micah Parsons could prove to be such a major problem all the time in a way that he wasn't even last year, that suddenly Dallas scores more on defense and makes up for whatever I think they're going to miss on offense. And I said this last time, I know that was one of the items that I was talking myself into, is that Seattle's not going to be as bad as people think. I just believe in Pete Carroll, man. I just believe in Pete Carroll that he's got some ability to coach these guys up and they can believe in him, and Seattle will not be first on the clock next year. I just don't believe that.
So the Saints were first team out last year at 9-8.
Okay.
I'm just saying, the Cowboys are going to do 3 wins worse than last year?
Or others might just actually be better where 9-8 isn't the first one out.
I got you. All right, Rams-Bengals this weekend.
Yeah.
How about this? Who's more likely, the wide receiver to do it again? Cooper Kupp had the greatest wide receiver season we've ever seen.
What a question.
And Ja'Marr Chase put himself on the map with a monster rookie year.
How about
wide receiver to do it again, Cooper Kupp or Ja'Marr Chase?
How about the fact that what Kupp did last year, which is have the triple crown of statistics in the regular season, then win the Super Bowl MVP the next year? It's just so rare, like it's never happened.
It's pretty amazing.
Right? Or the triple crown to be done in a season, right? Jerry Rice and Calvin Johnson did it, and then Cooper Kupp did it last year, right? Or one of them did it twice, and then Cooper Kupp did it, right? Mm. Am I right? I might be missing a fourth receiver who did it.
There was somebody else.
Just on that fact alone, despite the fact I love Kupp and apparently reached for him second overall in this PPR league that we're all doing live on the show, that might still be going on Monday, by the way.
Oh, there's a very, very good chance.
I'll say Ja'Marr Chase is likely to do it again.
Ooh, okay.
More likely to do it again.
1,400 yards, 13 touchdowns for Ja'Marr Chase.
What else you got over there, Chris?
Okay, how about this? Quarterback, who's more likely? Quarterback to make a bigger leap in 2022. Dolphins-Eagles playing this weekend. Jalen Hurts or Tua?
Jalen Hurts, baby. Taking Jalen Hurts. Boy, do I believe in him.
Who are you higher on, the Eagles or the Raiders?
Come on, man. I'll say the Raiders. I've been on them since March. Okay. And now it took me much longer to talk myself into the Eagles than it did the Raiders.
Hurts and Tua. Hurts or Tua. You taking Hurts?
I'll take Hurts. I will take Jalen Hurts. That's what I will. I will take him. Yes. And both are set in a way that I don't. It's a tough one. I'll just take Jalen Hurts. That's the way I feel. But I'm rooting for Tua. Just be more salty, Tua. Just do it. Just start talking smack to people. I know it's out of character, and you got to be yourself, but let's go.
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
That's the guy I want. That's the guy I want. I want him to start every single phrase with, I don't know about you.
And then just like,
and then
bam.
And I don't care how it finishes. I just want the sentences to start that way.
We need a Ace Ventura kind of like reboot. And then Tua can be in the Dan Marino role.
I like it. I like it.
How about this? These guys are going to play this weekend. Seems like a lot. Matt Ryan and Tom Brady. Old head quarterback to make a deeper playoff run this year. Matty Ice or TB12?
TB12. Come on. Come on. Stop it. Everybody just stop it. Stop it, Chris. You knew what about my answer was going to be.
You don't think the Colts are contenders?
Stop it. Stop it.
Wow.
Stop it. Come on. Come on.
Wow. I like Colts better than the Raiders this year.
Excuse me. You answer that question. You answer it.
No, that's not the role that we're playing on
because
the show.
You
I ask
agree
the question. I ask the questions, and you give the answers.
And now I'm flipping the script.
That's not how it works.
How deep of a run do you think the Colts will make? It will be longer than Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers and what could be his final ride. And are you really saying that to me, Chris Brockman, when I just snap called you? I snap called you like I had the nuts.
I know, I wasn't even ready.
Okay, you weren't ready for that. Okay. I snap called you. Like you went all in and I'm like, I call. And you're like, whoa, like, I do not have the better hand. That is the way you feel for an exact reason because like, you believe you like don't double, have the better hand
like
here.
Double chow. Wait, what?
You're what? Wait a minute. Did I just go all in with Matty Ice and the Colts over Tom Brady and the Bucks? Did I just do that? Would you like to move on or would you like to answer the question?
I would like to move on.
There you go. Which answers the question.
I kind of think both of these teams are making the playoffs, but who's more likely to make the playoffs this year, Vikings or Broncos?
Vikes. I will take the Vikings. I think the Vikings as the second best team in that division. Do you think the Broncos are at least the second best team in the AFC West right now? You still have to see it, man. We still have to see it. Have to see it. At least the new guy in Vegas knows the quarterback very well. There's not going to be that much of an adjustment. New offense, okay, new place, who dis. No, it's
hold
still
on
Russ.
Hold on a second.
Russ has still got to learn all of it.
All right, hold on a second. I was listening to another show this morning. They were talking about this. When was the last time?
What other show?
I was listening to a podcast.
Okay.
When is the last time a big name wide receiver got traded,
yes,
okay,
yes,
and had a real serious impact? Don't say Randy Moss because everyone thought he was washed up. I'm talking about in their prime wide receiver gets traded and then immediately made an impact with his team. We've seen quarterbacks now
D-hop
2 years in a row go to a new team and win the Super Bowl.
Okay. This is like, I mean, our it's like Homeland, where you've got like this red string attached to 15 different things that have nothing to do with each other. What are you talking about? Wide receivers don't usually get traded like that.
And they don't really make an impact on their new team.
Well, I just gave you DeAndre Hopkins on the spot. Stephon Diggs did. Stephon Diggs did. What else? I mean, honestly, Russ has got to have...
I just can't believe that you have all this faith
in the Vikings.
In a guy... in the Vikings,
yeah,
a guy that's... sucked in primetime his whole career, okay?
That's changing.
Another quarterback who
it's
hasn't played in 2 years.
Yes.
Who else? Let's see, who else? A Derek Carr has never won a big game either.
Yeah, crazy things, happen in the NFL.
And a dude who's
ever
won a Super Bowl
ever
and is on his way to the Hall of Fame, you're like, gotta see more.
Dude, you've got to. I do need to see
that
more.
That is insane.
I gotta see it first, yeah. I do need to see it first. And you know as well as I do, that crazy things happen in the NFL, unpredictable things happen in the NFL. So
yes,
I'm taking my
that
shots. It might be throwing darts at a board, but I'm taking my shots here.
I understand.
And if they're right, I'm going to be incorrigible to be stopped.
TJ, I don't want that.
Yes, you do.
You know, I'm,
yes,
not,
you do.
I'm torn,
you
man. Be,
you
I kind of like it, me. But then it kind of is annoying.
At the end of the day, you want to be part of a show that makes people smarter and told you things first. You do.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just like, does it have to be you being the one to make
right,
them
I'd
smarter
rather me
all the time?
Be the one,
it's gonna be delightful when I come on the air in middle of October and say the words about the Broncos. I told you so, and they're good.
But you didn't think they were going to be good to start with.
It'll be great.
I said they're going to be good.
No. You never did. This is the conversation we're going to have in October.
And you know what I'm going to say? You guys know that's not how tape works, right?
What else you got over there?
Last one.
That'll be
two one more.
Oh, nice. Thank you, George.
I got to admit, this is probably written at like 11:45 last night, so it may not be the best.
Great sell, man.
Can't wait.
More likely.
What's more likely? This is going to suck or will not suck?
Hold on. Let me just
check. I think we'll all see. Even the guy.
Let me just check the poll results.
Even the guy delivering it thinks it's more likely it's going to suck.
He's not swaying.
Come on now. Here we go.
Oh, right. TJ, we're down to 64%. All right. More likely to be a sleeper team this year, Jags or Falcons?
Jaguars. I chose the Jaguars as a top five sleeper team this week. I'll stick with it. I didn't put the Falcons on that list. I put the Jaguars on that list. Arthur Smith didn't already put in the worst coaching job in the history of NFL professional head coaches. Okay.
I thought you might go far.
Arthur Smith wasn't fired.
We still haven't had Doug Peterson.
And then
on.
Somebody replaced the guy with the worst head coaching job in the history of NFL head coaches. Let me repeat this for you.
You know some teams
going to be lit.
And since 16, Del, right,
since
Rich?
Del Tufo's not here, and I don't need to make him uncomfortable with the other people who were Big Fox, Little Fox, Fox, Embryo Fox.
All the Foxes.
Okay, whatever Fox is he works for.
Wait, he's in the chat?
I just saw Del Tufo in the chat.
Wait, what?
Vivica Fox, Samantha
How
Fox.
How wild will it be on the Foxy college Brown. Football show Megan on Fox when the analyst in question talks about being a responsible person and making sure you're accountable for your actions? How wild will that be? That said, for the fact alone that he's not there, the Jaguars are going to be better. And the fact that the guy who replaced Urban Meyer is Doug Peterson, who's already attached at the hip to Trevor Lawrence in a way that I'm sure Lawrence didn't have an attachment last year. Come on now. And they got a kid from Georgia, and Trevon Walker, who looks to be all that. So, wasn't as bad as you thought, Chris.
All right. That's not bad.
You triggered me.
It's not bad. Well, I
so
know,
that's a success.
I know it gets clicks, baby.
That's why we do things here. All right. If you're on hold, stay on hold. Enjoy the conversation we're about to have with the DeVito family. Danny and his daughter, Lucy. They are co-executive producers and also the voices of a new funny animated show on FXX called Little Demon. Danny and Lucy DeVito when we come back. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show with Danny and Lucy DeVito. Normally, when I have two people who are in the same show together and they're working together, I will say, when did you first meet? That's a question, but that's now off the table.
No, that's off the table.
When did you first meet is now
the
off the table.
The very first meeting in the Cedars-Sinai.
Yeah.
It was in the hospital.
That you were able to take that meeting, Danny? Yeah.
I think I saw her first.
And I decided to grace him with my presence.
Fantastic. So, how did it come about to do this together, Lucy?
How did I thought this you were going to say, how did
no,
it come
not,
about?
No. Yes. I guess I've now gotten to the actual working together. Their question, right?
No, so. Well, we have. I mean, been wanting to work together on something for a long time, and we've worked together on little things. And then, my friends Darcy Fowler, Seth Kirshner, and Kieran Vallow, who are the creators of the show, brought us this idea, and we just felt like it was a really fun way to, see if we could, make something in the TV space. And animation was like an easy way for us to like explore these kind of fantastical, absurd worlds, which we both like to do. And so it kind of came about organically, and Aubrey got involved pretty soon into the process, and Dan Harmon, who does Rick and Morty, he was he's an executive producer, and then FX kind of jumped on board, and yeah, we've been working on it now. And my brother is an EP also, Jake.
A whole DeVito family affair?
Yeah, so it's a real family affair.
The whole thing about animation is a big, it's kind of a, it seems like, you know, well, God, it's animation, you people, you know, you do the voices and then you do it. It's like a amazing amount of artists working on it. Like, we've been doing this for like, this show, Little mm-hmm. Demon, mm-hmm. we started like 3 years ago. It's really? Like one of those things that from the process of knocking out the stories and getting the ideas and what the characters are going to be like and how they're all the normal stuff that you make when you're making a movie. But then you have the added thing of, like, you know, the design, the worlds, because we live our show has we're on Earth. Mm-hmm. It takes place in Delaware. But, like, you know, it's where the devil's been looking for his daughter for 13 years.
The devil lives in the Granite State?
No, the devil lives everywhere.
Okay, understood.
The devil lives everywhere. You know, it's intricate kind of attention detail to every bit of it. And Jake, her brother, my son, and Lucy, and I, and all the other people that are mentioned, Aubrey, and everybody's in it 24/7. So it's like, you know, and then during the pandemic, we did a lot of, you know, the kind of thing that, you know, you normally do with, you Zoomed. So it was really good for us to be able to do that. We would have liked to have been together more, sure. but we were
really lucky because, animation is one of the things that you could keep going, you know, even sure. during lockdown. So right.
you're Zooming or you're doing your voiceovers or doing all that.
Yeah. So we were able to keep it going, which was really, really such a gift.
I've got Lucy and Danny DeVito, the daughter-father combination of FX and FXX, Little Demon. Again, on FXX, the first two episodes started appearing last night, and it streams the next day. So today, right now, you can check it out on Hulu. And Aubrey Plaza, also an executive producer. I'm seeing some of the other people who are the other voices here and the guest stars. Amazing. Obviously, one that leaps off is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes. Arnold.
Says yeah. I call that, obviously, you make Danny saying Arnold. Would you like to do
Arnold's,
this?
Arnold's in the show, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we have Arnold. And also, we have Mel Brooks.
I mean...
the thing about it is, you know, you get to a point in your career where you have so many friends, mm-hmm. you know, and probably I would say if it all goes well and the audience loves the show as much as we do, season two, you know that Mikey D is going to have to be in there.
That's right.
And Jack. And I'll get everybody.
Sure. Yes.
You know, just get everybody to come in and do a voice.
You want to do a voice?
Absolutely.
You got the job.
Okay.
I had no idea.
Executive producers.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely in.
Yeah.
You know, I could do it, whatever you need.
We'll get you in the metaphysical realm.
I feel like I'm already in it.
Yeah,
by
you
now,
are
in this
actually.
Conversation.
We could recreate.
But I don't know.
I mean,
Mel Brooks, man. I mean, that was great. Again, is that a call you make, Danny, or is that a call?
Well, it was kind of a really interesting thing. He's doing a show. He's executive producing a show. I think it's called the 2,000-year-old man or something.
The history of World Part 16
or something.
Yeah, he's making that's right.
Yeah.
He's doing another history.
He's
of the
doing
world.
A show, but he's narrating it.
Right.
And he asked me to be in it. I play Tsar Nicholas II. I did a little bit.
Oh, that's
on the
gonna
show.
Be amazing.
So I said to him, Mel, you know, I'm doing your show. He said, hey, yeah, you know, great, Danny, great. I said, listen, you know, I'm doing this little show, Little Demon. And, you know, in the interest of you scratch my back, I scratch your back.
Yeah.
How about, he's, oh, yeah, absolutely. So he's doing a millipede in our show. It's like a real, you know, we have a,
Mel
our
Brooks
show
the millipede.
Has like many kind of really creatures
sure.
from other realms. And Mel did it. We did it at home. We did it on Zoom. And it was the most adorable, wonderful thing. You know, he plays a really great part, and he did it. I saw him standing there with the headphones on, with the T-shirt.
Yeah, he was amazing.
He was amazing.
Legend.
Yeah, legend.
Absolutely.
Absolutely
legendary.
A legend.
And then and Arnie plays who? Who's Arnie?
Arnold is an announcer. And we have a contest in the show that the devil takes his daughter to entertain her, to mm-hmm. show her his realms. Because, mm-hmm. You know, there are so many various worlds that we live in and that we occupy. And I only get her every other weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. My wife and I, or Aubrey and I, don't know if you call us wife, husband,
no,
and wife.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
And he constantly refers to her as his wife. I'm like, I don't think that's part of the story.
No.
Right.
But maybe he wishes.
So,
yes.
And so
Rhea
Perlman was available
yeah,
for this
Rhea,
as well?
Yeah, Rhea,
no,
Rhea
but she's in it too.
She yeah.
plays,
that's
right. Yeah, she's on this too. She's playing a character. She comes in episode 9. She plays a real funny Delaware, the neighbor's cousin.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Little Demon again on yeah. FXX, checking it out on Thursday nights. Lucy, what was it like growing up, DeVito? What was it like for you growing up in the world that you did with your mom and dad doing what they were doing
yeah,
at the time?
No,
what was that like for you?
It was, you know, I don't know anything different, but I...
Sure.
I it was great. You know, they're amazing parents and, you know, we were there in the spotlight, of course, and, you know, everyone knows who they are, but they're very down to earth people. And
when did you realize for the first time that your folks were more than just mom and dad outside of the universe of your home?
From a very young age. Like, I have a memory of like being like him holding me and mm-hmm. Having pictures taken. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. We were telling this story the other day, which I kind of love and I'm going to steal right now, is that, like, I visited him on a set, and I was, like, 1 year old or something, just started talking and mm-hmm. watching him direct, and they would keep doing the scene, you know, say, cut, you know, and restart, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he kept on doing it over and over again. And about the, you know, 9th take, I just yelled, cut.
Was that your first word?
Yeah, right. And
your first word was cut?
Yeah, really.
No. Get out of here.
So, it wasn't my first
it wasn't
word.
First okay. word, but the wild thing was I was shooting a shot and somebody, and the camera's moving in. We did the take and we did it like 8 or 9 times. She was in the arms of, I think you were with either mom or with a nanny or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she yelled cut. And it was at the exact right spot.
Oh, great.
You know, so because she kept seeing me do the same thing over and over again. That's the take that's in the movie.
Which movie is it?
It's called The Ratings Game. It's a movie we did at Showtime.
And that's the take that's in.
That's the take that's
yeah.
in.
So, yeah.
So you have the chops for it.
I've always been a part of it, you know?
That's right. That's
no, but yeah, you know, it's like they're the best. It's we grew up, you know, having a lot of fun and also, you know, sitting around eating and, you know, talking over each other and yada, yada, yada.
Italian Jewish family, you know, like,
you know, come over to our house, we'll feed you.
You got to eat the first thing.
A lot of portions.
You know,
yeah.
Excellent
portions.
Yeah. Everybody has to talk at the same time.
Not much.
Like this.
Not much. Not much football, but I appreciate it. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. You don't have to have it all the time. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then do you remember who was like coming into the house that you remember that would be like, you know, the person you would call an aunt or uncle or something that would not actually be your aunt and uncle, but it's a long
you
time.
You guys are talking about movies. I know you're always talking about films.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy was 3 months old when we did Terms of Endearment in Texas. I had a small part in the movie,
mm-hmm.
and I brought her down with Lucy and Bria, and I went to Texas, and she was being passed around by Shirley MacLaine and Jack Nicholson and Deborah Winger and all the, you know, folks in that. Always been on the set. They, you know, people always say when you're in the theater, you're born in a trunk. What do you say when you're in the movies? Born in an equipment case?
Yeah, right. Really.
I don't know.
Craft service?
I don't know.
Service.
I mean,
born at the craft service.
I love craft service. Just a glazed donut. That's all I want.
I could imagine my parents were school teachers. If I could have grown up around craft services,
oh,
I would
God.
Never forget it. I would never forget
it. We would come to the set of Cheers and care less about what was going on, you know, mostly just go straight to the food and be like, I can have candy, I can have sugar, I can have, you know.
How old were you when you were one of the cast to set of Cheers? How old
do you remember? I don't know if you realize, but she was pregnant three times on that show, and they have three kids. So I was born on Cheers.
Where now everyone knows your name, right?
I mean, pretty much. No, I guess it was the first or second season she's pregnant, and that's me.
That's you.
And and then they wrote it into her character, Carla's character. She always has
so many kids.
That's a bit, right? Is what you're saying? That was
and,
a bit?
And that's right. That's because she was literally having kids.
And the thing that was like, what was interesting is that, you know, with the way TV shows shoot, they shoot for a bunch of times and then they have a hiatus. So in the very beginning, like Rhea said, well, we're going to, you know, we decided, well, let's have a family. We're going to have some kids. We're going to get married. We were together for a long time beforehand. So anyway, long story short, she said, you know, maybe we should like, I don't want to be pregnant on the show. Can we? We'll figure out. I don't want the baby during the show. Let's have the baby during the hiatus. I said, okay. So the first baby was born, you know, Lucy, March 11th. Hiatus was February, March. We were on hiatus.
There you go.
Yeah, great.
That's called family planning.
Family planning.
Second baby, March 25th.
There you go.
Hey.
Right on hiatus. Jake, October, right in the middle of the show.
Oh, my God.
So it's like one of those.
Yeah. I love it. Well, I guess this also helps to do animation. You have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pretty
I
much.
I mean, you know.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Again, Little Demon airs Thursday nights at 10 Eastern on FXX. The first two episodes started streaming last night. I can't wait to see more of it. And I can't wait to see you as Tsar Nicholas. That's what you're doing?
Oh, yeah.
In the history of the world?
Yeah.
In the history of the world?
Yeah.
That is amazing. That's so cool, Danny, that you get to call up Mel Brooks. He's like, how about you do my thing and I'll do yours?
Mel's in Little
Demon.
That's
unbelievable.
Which episode is Mel and which?
He's in the 10th.
In the 10th episode.
Yeah, so you got to watch all of them to get there.
To get to Mel. He's the draw, baby.
There you go. It's the draw, the millipede. The 10th episode millipede is Mel Brooks. And, you know, you've got some other names. Dave Bautista's another one.
Dave Bautista plays my best buddy.
Michael Shannon. Lennon Parham is so funny, too.
She plays Darlene, she's in about eight episodes or something.
Well, congrats on that.
Yeah.
Great to see you guys. Having family affairs right here. And I hope you don't mind. I have the best dad ever sign right here.
It's a competition, but you know.
I may steal the sign at the end of the show.
Well, actually, right now, I think I'm losing the claim.
No, since
the two of you are here talking about your new project on FXX. And I'm, you know, going home to take my child's iPad away. So, you know, like that's... Those are the different things that we got going on in this world. Congratulations on the show, and let's do this anytime.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Absolutely. Danny DeVito, Lucy DeVito, starring again in Little Demon that just started airing last night on FXX every Thursday night, 10 Eastern, the next day on Hulu. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Chrome Soft, I might be able to get out next
week.
Really? I don't know.
I'll come with you.
Would you like to?
I would love to. The club is amazing.
I do love it.
It's
a wonderful spot.
It's a wonderful spot.
And you know, it's really wonderful when I see my Chrome Soft sitting right in the middle
of the fairway. In the middle of the fairway and then right in the middle of the green.
That's the way to do it.
Just two shots.
Operator error though.
Far too often.
This craftsman though never blames his tools. Because the tools have been provided by our friends at Callaway.
And we love them so
much. Very much so.
I would like new stuff.
And the Callaway Chrome Soft, man, the triple track technology on my Chrome Soft is what I like the best, actually. Because I just love being able to just see and get any sort of visual aid to put the ball in a cup. That would be fantastic. And, man, do I love using the Chrome Soft golf balls that I have. I use the Chrome Soft regular golf balls. You can actually feel the difference when you're using it, and I'm not that expert a player. Chrome Soft X provides excellent spin tour consistency, tour level short game control. The Chrome Soft XLS gives you the lower spin golf ball, longer shots, firmer feel, but there's still some high spin around the greens. Bottom line is when you add it all up, when you look at how it's made everyone better, from men, women, first-time major winners, repeat major winners, club champions, business golfers, me, It's so simple. Chrome Soft is better for the best, and then it's better for everyone. Find out which Chrome Soft is right for you at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft. Alan Dallas just chimed in. All right, Albert, we'll bite. What's going on, Al?
Brockman, this came up the first day on YouTube. I sent you, I was 478, and you were acting like I had leprosy. You're on 484.
It's not too far off.
485. I mean, I'm still ahead of you.
But you were like, oh, my God, what did you do?
Well, no, you have a, you know, Al, come on, you know how you are.
I know how I am, believe me. But I mean, I still can't believe Rich is at a 457.
I don't know, man. It's
He's
just
gone
like
up.
I've gone up. It's been, but it's, you know, this whole thing's.
So is everything.
Our last time we were streaming on YouTube regularly, it's when everything, you know, the world was falling apart, literally and figuratively, for this show and the world. March of 2020, and we called the chat room a 454. Yeah. And I have, as you know, since that conversation, particularly focused on anything that might be construed as a negative against me as a passenger. And I have done everything that I could do. And I rode a lot in Ubers in the last 2 years. And it's been nothing but stellar play. Honestly, I've fielded every ground ball. I've been a great teammate in the locker room. I've made acquisitions. I've made changes. Like Tom Coughlin, right? He got his leadership council. I got my leadership council, right? And then I feel like I've won the Super Bowl since then. And it's only gone up 0.03 of a point. That's it.
Sounds like you're not stifling either.
I don't know, Al. I just think that Uber's too tight. Uber's been too tough, and let's cycle through whatever. I like it, Chris. It's like a handicap.
Yeah, handicap.
Your last 20.
Handicaps are now down to 10, by the way, not 20.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's why I can't. Yeah, yeah.
To salute, Al.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you need some more solo rides. You know, I mean, that's just. That's like I said, you're not stifling Edith enough.
Oh, wow. Does that make me the Archie Bunker? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Very good. I'll take care, Al. There's Alan Dallas, everybody checking in. Very good. So what's the preseason slate looking like this weekend, Chris?
Okay, so we've got a nice stretch of games. I think we have 4 games tonight. Hold on, let me pull this up. We got 4 games tonight. We have Bills, Panthers, Seahawks, Cowboys, Chargers, Saints, and Patriots, Raiders tonight.
So this is your last go, Chris, of figuring out
the process.
The process.
Yeah.
Right now, this is the last game for the process to be processing, right? You can't be buffering anymore and processing. It's going to have to come out in the wash in Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
Jeez. Coming up. In 17 days, yeah, 16 days.
16. I don't have a good feeling about this.
So we're going to see it tonight. So,
you know, I'm expecting, like I said, that predicted 1-3 start.
Is Matt going to play? Is he going to start? I don't think he is.
Great question. Don't think so. I mean, kind of a bummer. That game not on TV. Seahawks Cowboys is on NFL Network at 8 Eastern.
Well, I think everything's on NFL Plus, as you know. 8 Eastern.
And then
that's changing everything. I remember 1 year Rams, the St. Louis Rams, were playing a preseason game, and I was told, Denzel's coming in tonight, wants to watch his son.
Oh yeah, I remember,
John
I remember,
David
I remember
Washington,
that. Yeah.
Who is now a superstar actor of
big
his own
time,
right,
big yeah. time movie star,
and Denzel watched it in my office. I actually had to clean my crap up. For him, he came by for just like one quarter.
That's
one,
pretty cool.
This is the only way he could watch his kid was physically to come into NFL Network. Now there's an app for that, as the kids would say.
And we got the triple header Saturday on the network. We got Jags, Falcons, 3 Eastern, mm-hmm. Rams, Bengals, 6 Eastern, and Vikings, Broncos, 9 Eastern.
Rams, Bengals.
And then a couple games on Sunday, Jets, Giants, 10, 1 Eastern on NFL Network, and Steelers, Lions, 4:30 Eastern on CBS. I assume after the tour championship, but that's probably on NBC.
And yeah, that's on NBC. And so then that's it, huh?
And that's it. Preseason that's it. Over.
Ooh, baby.
Then college football starts next weekend. I'll be in Atlanta. I'm going to Oregon, Georgia.
You are?
Yeah, next weekend.
You flying to Atlanta for the weekend? Oh, for Labor Day weekend?
For Labor Day weekend, yeah.
You're going between the hedges?
No, it's at the Georgia Dome. Or it's at Mercedes-Benz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. College football, let's go.
It's coming.
We're locked and loaded. It's football now until February.
This is it.
Let's rock and roll, boys. So we made it.
We've made it. We got preseason this week. Although tomorrow, I just read during the commercial break that North Carolina and Florida A&M might not happen because Florida A&M has so many academic and potential transfer portal infractions.
Oh, no, really?
That there's not enough players to get on the plane to go to Chapel Hill and play the game. That may be in jeopardy.
Oh, wow.
That is up in the air right now.
There are a few college football games tomorrow as well, Rich. Nebraska Northwestern is on Fox.
Is that in Ireland?
Yes, I think.
Isn't that? I believe that game's in Ireland.
Yes, it's at Aviva Stadium in Dublin.
Why wouldn't it be, right?
Right.
When you think of Nebraska, you think of Ireland, right? Don't you? We should get Compton on the phone to ask him that question.
And then if you're chasing Vanderbilt and Hawaii, the late game tomorrow, if you're chasing.
Who's on line two right now, Chris?
I don't know. The names kind of get erased from time to time on my computer, but they want to talk fantasy.
Okay. Let's put this gentleman on. Who are you and why are you calling?
Hey, this is Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, Jesse, where are you calling from, Jesse?
I'm calling from Nashville.
Jesse in Nashville, you're on the Rich. Hold on, let's do this again now that we've crossed. Jesse, ready? Take two. Jesse in Nashville, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Jesse?
Hey, Rich, how's it going?
What's going on? Nicely done, Jesse. Well done.
So I had a question for you regarding fantasy, as Chris said. Last season, you were riding high on the Diminisher.
Yes, sir. You're referring to Derrick Henry, my nickname for him. Yes, the Diminisher.
Exactly.
Yes, I am riding high on him.
Pick two, pick one.
Yes.
With Jonathan Taylor.
Yes.
And this is in no way Cup slander because he's incredible.
Cup slander
I'm just curious to your thinking.
This is a PPR league. PPR league with three wide receivers necessary per week. That's it. It's a PPR league. So you get points per reception. Cooper Kupp is the king of PPR. And there's three wide receivers required per week. So that's why I did it. In my other league that I really want to win, because it's with my poker buddies who give me all sorts of crap for, quote unquote, not knowing football because of fantasy football. I have the third overall pick in that draft, and that draft is not a PPR league. I believe Jonathan Taylor will be the first pick in that draft, and I do believe Cooper Kupp will go second.
Really? Do you know where you're picking?
Third.
Oh, God.
If that's the case, I will take Derrick Henry in that league 100%. 100%. So I am still on the Diminisher train. I'm on the Diminisher train. I'm taking my heart pills and buckling up for him.
I voted for your team. I think you're gonna sweep these guys.
Come on, Jesse, what's going on, bro?
When you're talking about our poll question, correct? Is that what you're referring to at Rich Eisen Show? Christopher, would you like to update that, please?
I can do that for you, Rich, fellas.
I think it's gonna be nasty.
In our crazy league, which team is better so far? We've got five. We've got five picks so far. Rich has Josh Allen, Cooper Kupp, Aaron Jones, George Kittle, J.K. Dobbins. TJ and myself, we have Lamar Jackson, Jonathan Taylor, Leonard Fournette, Keenan Allen, Darren Waller. 68-32 right now, Rich is in the
league. There you go. After I chose J.K. Dobbins, I don't know if you've heard of him before. He's very famous. Nice man. Paul Rudd, who already had Christian McCaffrey, Mike Evans, Gabriel Davis, and Mark Andrews, chose Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
And since then, there's only been four other picks. Yeah. That's it.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire went.
Darnell Mooney.
Brandon Cooks and Marquise Brown just went.
Which one is Ham's league?
You know, unclear.
I'm not sure. Well, we can, a process of elimination, we could say.
Can I say the team who's picking next? Can I say that name?
Sick B?
Sick B. At Sick B is up next.
Okay.
We don't know who that is.
Okay.
Someone named Chuck Schumer.
At Chuck Schumer.
We know who Chuck Schumer is.
It is not the majority
sure
leader
it is.
Of the Senate.
Can you just let us believe it is going into the weekend?
There's not a chance.
Charles Durning, wasn't he a famous old actor?
Yes, Charles Durning. Yes.
Yeah. Is that who says? Well, is that the name that's associated with Chuck Schumer? Is Charles Durning?
No, Charles Durning's team.
Definitely not.
Charles Durning passed away in 2012.
Yes, definitely not him.
It's not him. And then we don't know who the rest of the team names are, but we're not picking for a while. So hopefully, probably mid afternoon. Rich, so
Latrulio has Joe Burrow, Saquon, Travis Etienne, Jamar Chase, and Darnell Mooney.
The Chase Burrow connection, man, I love that.
When I beat everybody about the face, head, neck, and chest with Josh Allen's fantasy score each and every week, it's going to be delightful.
All right, we'll see.
Oh, stop it.
We'll see.
Cooper Kupp and Josh Allen.
They don't play together. You know that, right? They're not on the same team.
It's going to be great. They're on the same team. They're on Rich Eisen's fantasy team. Fun week. I want to thank the DeVitos, Danny and Lucy, Michael Smith, and, of course, Mike Florio. Happy anniversary to him and Mrs. Florio. Next time we chat with one another on the radio, preseason will be in the books. We'll see you Monday. We're still here on our YouTube stream along with Odyssey, just to wrap things up right here.
Did you watch House of Dragon yet?
I did. I told you I did. You said you refused to watch it because you were so disappointed with the way Game of Thrones ended. Did you finally?
No, but like down? Liz was saying, how great it was. It got picked up for a season two already after one episode.
That's because it damn near broke HBO Max's app. That's why.
Well, it doesn't take much to do that.
Wow.
It kind of does. That's never been done before.
Come from, I don't know.
What did it do to you?
Right?
No, I can't do it. As I said before.
It's the same feel to it. It looks the same.
I never watched.
I know.
Now.
I know you're very upset with the way that it ended. I get it.
I'm very upset. Benioff and Weiss, major bones to pick with you.
They're not the ones who are running this,
I understand.
Though. They got different people.
Are they sticking to original source material? Like,
I have no idea. Yeah.
All I know is you could call me Lord Corliss from now on.
Did you watch?
Okay. Yes.
Of course he did. Jeez. I watched it too.
Yes, Lord Corliss.
Only one that didn't watch?
Probably. Mean, you're standing on principle. I would tell you to get off your high horse.
Yeah. But I didn't get through. I'm halfway through.
Oh.
But I'm going to finish probably this afternoon.
It's got the same feel to it. Yeah. It's the same deal.
Yeah, here's the other thing. If you're going to watch, turn on closed captions. It's going to make, because eventually you will. It's just going to make it so much easier.
What do you mean? Because there's a lot of mumbling.
That's what helped me with Game of Thrones. There's names aren't Tom and Joe and Jim.
I know. You forget. I know.
I am Lord Jim.
Yes.
It's tough.
The closed captions really helped me.
That's like Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Tim the Enchanter.
Right.
They call me Tim, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Queen Scarlet.
No, we're finishing a morning show at the moment, so there's so many other
shows. The morning show, we never got into it.
The first season, great. Second season has been...
The problem Susie and I had is that, you know, some of this stuff where Reese Witherspoon was holding the microphone with both hands. It's like, you know, come on. All you got to do is just go on one shoot with one reporter and nobody holds a microphone like this.
Yeah.
You know,
I know.
Come on. Get out of here.
Crudup is amazing.
I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's well done.
So we're powering through.
But anything for Susie to turn off anything with Jennifer Aniston had to really be upset her. So
we didn't get into that.
We didn't get into that.
But we're
trying to catch up on Yellowstone.
We're there too.
We're trying to catch up on
season three.
We're in season two.
Okay. But I got my draft tomorrow, so I got bigger things ahead.
That's right.
Again, one final time. You guys can come by if you want. I'm doing all the cooking.
No, thanks.
Pop on over.
I got wings for a plate.
I got pulled pork sandwiches, but the buns are mac and cheese on the waffle iron. Just let that
marinate
for a second. And I'm making meatballs. Like, come on, guys.
I don't want to be there, and certainly your friend from Staten Island doesn't want to see me.
They didn't want to show up. By the way, last night I was like, guys, what are you doing? Come on in.
He's afraid of me.
They're afraid. They didn't want to show.
I don't get it. I'm a pussycat, man.
Hey, yo, Brockman, by the way, our boy Jeffrey Dean Morgan, going to be on the boys.
Oh, he's going to be on the boys.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan on the boys.
That's right. So there's that.
Hopefully he smacks up Homelander.
My weekend tomorrow, I'm too busy. I play pickleball in the morning, and then we complete the Sousa Palooza. Her birthday.
How long is her birthday it's like a birthday month.
One last, she's a huge fan of the band The Killers.
Oh, great.
And there's a concert. There's a concert downtown.
Oh, nice.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents. Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.